Wells Fargo Arena turn into Albion North as the Blue Demon fans have made their way up on Highway 5 and invaded Wells Fargo Arena once again. And what a crowd we got standing behind us facing this Albion bench right away. And Coach Archer's mom is being given the ball here to get things going.
What a great tribute. I tell you what, I mean, there's lots of supporters of Blue Demon basketball, but Coach Archer's mom comes to every game, home and away. She lives over in Ottumwa. She doesn't miss a contest at all. And so what a great tribute to her. And that's what it's all about, family, and the Blue Demon family includes all of us.
Well, Velta Hoke, listening back in Ottumwa, Iowa, her neighbor, right now, I know she's listening in. I need you to grab on that radio tonight, just like you did a couple of weeks ago, and you held on to it, hugged it, you squeezed it, and you got Albion a win over Pella Christian, and then on that big night that was Saturday night, West Burlington, Notre Dame, and we need you to do the same thing, Vesta. Glad to have all of you along tonight from Wells Fargo Arena. Todd Ratliff, Dan Stocker, Jason Summers, courtside here as we bring you this opening round of 2014 tournament action. Coach Ratliff, I don't know. This is a proud moment. You're a teacher at the school district. You know those hallways. There's just a little bit bigger puff on the chest when you walk down those hallways this time of year.
You know, there really is. You could feel the excitement when you got to school this morning. They were ready to come support this team and this team. You know, it's been going on all year and into last year, and it's just a proud time to be a Blue Demon and Lady D fan.
Well, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups and then get to Dan's keys to tonight's basketball game. Dan, give us those starting lineups.
You bet. For the Blue Demon, starts off with our do-everything guard, Matt Baker. He'll run around and get rebounds on the weak side for no bigger than he is, coming in at 5'8", and he'll go as well as get those points that we hope for. Tanner Wynn, senior, comes in, is a great scorer for the team, has quality minutes out, so gets quality points, and a great penetration and kickoff to the open man when it's an opportunity. Zach Hugan, so big, fast, and athletic out there. Again, third leading scorer in the squad. Mason Cox, the other senior out there, along with Vic Sanders. Mason Cox, like Coach said, if he gets hot early, look out, folks. He gets himself squared up, he's going to be on fire. Vic Sanders just needs to do what he did last week and come in and just play with that tenacity and that ferociousness. For the Western Christian Hall, Taylor Medina will come in as a sophomore, 5'10". Adam Heinen, 6'1", senior. Jeffrey Granstra, 6' senior. Josh Van Lingen is a 6'6", sophomore. And Taylor Feenstra, 6'6", 7". The stud for Western Christian Hall is Kyle Fatma, who's been hurt. And he's actually out there warming up with a knee brace. So we might expect Kyle Fatma to come out.
It looked like that brace was kind of wearing on him a little bit. Didn't look fleet of foot, but, you can't count out great athletes. All right, let's get to your Dewey Motor Company's keys to tonight's basketball contest. Dan Stocker, buddy, as we do on Friday nights, give us a lowdown of what it's going to take to get Albion a win tonight.
Well, I think for Albion, it starts with control the game in your style, and that means going out there, getting every rebound we can, attacking on the rebounds, puts the ball up court, get into the offensive set quickly, look for the fast break layup. If not, take your time and set it up. Defensively, we're going to have to really know where the big guys are. They do a double-double, as Coach Ratliff talked about. So we've got to keep them off the boards and try to control their points, and especially their offensive putbacks.
That is your Dewey Motor Company's keys to tonight's basketball game. And Coach Todd Ratliff, I'm going to ask you, because you are a coach and you've been in these big moments, what are those things you say to your guys before they take the track or to take the field when it comes to these big-time, big-show moments?
You know, really, it might sound cliche-ish, but if you've seen the movie Hoosiers, you come out and you tell them, hey, this is the same size of court. You've got the rims same distance. You've earned your spot here. Do what you've done to get here and let the chips fall where they may.
We're going to come back and hear from our Albion starting lineup when we come back. Them opening tip-off just moments away. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to Wells Fargo Arena.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase the Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Dude, it looks pretty big out there.
Yeah. Wells Fargo Arena and the showdown just moments away. The teams are being brought out onto the court and introduced, and you can hear the Blue Demon faithful sitting right behind me, and the cheerleaders right in front of us as we're courtside here at Wells Fargo Arena. Albie's starting lineup, we just read that off to you, but the guys, we caught up with them before the contest and let them introduce themselves to you, our starting lineup.
Matt Baker, 5'8 junior.
Mason Cox, 6'6 senior.
Zach Hugan, 6'2 senior.
Tanner Wynn, 6' senior.
Victor Sanders, 6'2 senior.
Ah, that is your starting lineup. As the team gets together, and you can just feel that old electric atmosphere just starting to catch hold, Coach Todd Ratliff.
Yeah, you sure can. This is an exciting time. This is one of those memories that these guys have made for themselves, and they'll continue to make throughout this game and as this tournament goes on. This is a fun time.
Dan, we got the keys to the game, but what are those indicators from you sitting here courtside that are going to say, hey, I think we're in for a good night?
Well, I think that first quarter, that start, you know, to make sure that we get set, we don't look jittery. Quite honestly, during the starting lineups, Todd, I really thought we looked very calm and relaxed, which is, to me, a great sign. I think we understand the situation here, what we got to do, and it's just a matter of being in the moment and be ready to play.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right there. You know, they're out there getting ready for the tip-off. They've found who they're going to be guarding. They're taking a look around.
It's undersized at every position, but the good thing about it, basketball. Is a full 90 feet. Here's the tip controlled by the Wolfpack. Western Christian Hall, 24-0. Swing pass to the left side. Three-pointer on the way. Up and good. That was a quick shot there for Western Christian Hall, Dan.
Taylor Miedema just came right off the bat and shot it. And he's going to get those points out there. He likes to get them if he can.
Baker off to Mason Cox getting the start. Gets a pick. Rolls to the top of the circle. Out to the right side. Tanner Wynn. Important Albia in their half court. Very patient, Todd. They've got to look for the right shot here.
Yeah, you know, we've seen most of the season where that dribble drive in, and then they can kick that ball back out if the shot's not there. So they're going to work that. Matt Baker, as we're talking, dribbles to the hoop, and he is fouled.
And I think that's what your size disadvantage. You want to go at him, attack him. It's not you don't play soft, you don't play weak, you go strong. And that really is a smart move by Matt Baker.
Here's the inbounds pass taken away by the Wolfpack, and the foul right away. Tanner Wynn went up for the pass, was intercepted that time by Jeffrey Grangsta. Grangsta stepped in, took the pass away, and the Wolfpack will get the ball back. Just underway here, opening quarter, 7:31 to go. Albia trailing 3-0.
Albia is in a man-to-man defense coming out, so you'll see them mix that up between that and the 1-3-1 zone.
Backside pass on the block, up and good, and that is big number 40, Feenstra, 6'7". Gets the bucket. Now Albia trails by 5 here, early going. 45 seconds gone by. Baker will set it up. Really haven't been able to watch Albia run much here because Western Christian Hall has been very effective offensively. Wynn to the right corner goes Hugan. Hugan dribbling in, picks up his dribble, double team. Finds Baker. Baker. Boy, Western Christian Hall, guys, really long. That presents lots of problems defensively. And here's a
step out of bounds.
Yep. Right in front of the bench, our Mason Cox takes a step backwards, and Albie will turn the ball over here Again, 6:52 to go, opening quarter. Albion trailing 5-0.
You know, that's just a case where the defense just kind of pushed, lulled them to go outside. That's the thing we talk about Western Christian can do, kind of lull you to sleep a little bit and to do silly things.
Niedema, three-pointer on the way. Good. Drain the three-pointer. 8-0 here. Here's a checkpoint, gentlemen. You got to check down and find what you're made out of and get this run stopped. Mason Cox kicks it out. Eugen dribbles in. Dribbles in the lane, puts a floater up, and it's short. And Western Christian Hall on the rebound. They'll push it ahead.
Zach needs to continue to attack that rim and keep seeing what he can do.
Western Christian Hall, 8-0 here. Pass inside. Big boy on the block, turns, faces, nothing there. Good defense that time by Vic Sanders. Inside, they'll go once again. Here's going to be a push on the block. Josh Van Lingen on the block, 6'6". A couple of twin towers on the inside, Coach Todd Ratliff, and in that half-court offense, when they're able to get that passing lane open, that's a difficult matchup.
Yeah, it really is, and Vic trying to do what he can from the backside, and you know, he's going to have some help down low. And right there we see it by Zach Hugan. There's a shot, goes up, missed, rebounded by Western Christian, put back in. Again, that 6'7 size causing a little bit of issue here to open the game.
That senior out of that 6'7, and Coach Arch is going to want a timeout. Yeah. He wants to settle the troops at a 10-0 start, not the way he wanted to start. And it comes down to, again, you got to really box out hard. Taylor Feenstra, a 6'7 senior. You talk about Josh Van Lingen, he's just a sophomore. Miedema, who's got two shots so far, he's a 5'10 sophomore. So two sophomores out there already contributing big time for their team.
30-second timeout here. Keep it right here. Want to thank all of our great sponsors who make this broadcast possible. AgriVision, Albion Motor, Belzer Equipment, Ben and Place Apartment, making this broadcast possible for all of you throughout this great big country of ours on www.kicradio.com.
Mason Cox will be set to check it in, throw it in for the Blue Demons at half court. Primarily going to look to Matt Baker, but certainly going to get help from Tanner Wynn if need be here. A little bit of full court man being imposed by Western Christian.
Got a text coming in. Wife and Kinnick listening back in Albion. They say, go Big Blue, we believe. Here's a dribble drive. Pass down on the block. Sanders to the right side. It goes Baker. Out near the top of the circle to Cox. Albion patient here. And here's a travel. Looked like Mason was patient there and then got those happy feet trying to get to the basket.
Yeah, I think he knew that he could beat him around that right-hand side, and the excitement of knowing he could do that made him shuffle those feet.
So coming in, just checking in, Joey Hortzma comes in and checks and brings it for point four, Western Christian Hall. They're working outside. Blue Demons now have switched to that. Looks like we're dropping into, looks like that 1-3-1.
Here's a pass down low, shot on the block, up and good. Can't just real much, easy look there.
Yeah, but you can't ask much more on Vic Sanders out of defense. He's got to play behind. He had straight up, didn't foul, just couldn't do anything to stop when he got that height.
And Albia with another turnover. Albia trails here, 5:25 to go opening period. Western Christian Hall out in front, 12-0. Albia really, gentlemen, has had only one shot at the goal. And have had the turnover bug kind of plague him here. Got to settle into the flow of the game here.
And the Blue Demons coming back, that 1-3-1 zone defense, see if they can confuse them. Tanner Wynn strips the ball initially, almost blocks the secondary, but up goes the shot and makes the basket.
Taylor Feenstra with the basket. Left side, Eugen, open for three, long three on the way, good! And Zach Eugen with the long three ball gets Albie up on the board, 14-3, 4:58 to go here. Wells Fargo Arena, Western Christian Hall at the basketball. Left side, long three on the way by the big 6'7". Oh, my goodness, gentlemen. That is a big-time shot for a big-time kid. Feenstra with the three for Western Christian Hall.
You know, just spotted right up, squared up. It was a good-looking shot, too. It wasn't a fluke, but, boy, you don't expect that at 6'7". Matt Baker drives hard to the hoop. Up shot goes no good. Rebound controlled Western Christian Hall.
Haven't had Albie be able to get out and run much. Here's a three, another three on the way. Off the iron, no good. Baker with the rebound. He'll push it ahead. Matt Baker in transition, trying to get down court. Gets by the defender, and nobody there. Turns the ball over, and Western Christian Hall with the ball going the other way. Here's a charging foul. Great job of standing in there, Coach Rattler. Tanner Wynn got to the spot, and great job of standing in.
Yeah, he sure did. He took that half back step so he could get in the path of that. Cut off the baseline. There was no place for him to go, and Tanner stood there strong and took that charge.
Tanner Wynn will draw at least one charge a night because he is so quick. He's always looking to do that. Very, very heady, smart play, willing to take that contact at 4:15. Now the Blue Demons trail 17-3, so they're trying to get something in. Dalton Peterson has come in for Vic Sanders now in the post.
Baker, left side, Tanner Wynn. Wynn looking. Zach Eugen with the lone basket for the Blue Demons with a three ball. Baker with it. Crossover dribble, finds Yukin. Left corner goes. Wynn, baseline. Tries to get by the defender, and we'll have a blocking foul on the block. Good job. You know, he got the defender out on him and drew him to him, then went able to use that quickness to get by him.
You know, if we can somehow, you know, just that's, I think, key. We're just going to drive and attack and try to get those fouls if we can. See if we can't get into the free throw contest if we need to be. And more importantly, get them in a little foul trouble. Have them go deep into their bench a little bit.
Zach Yukin to inbounds. Finds the win. Win dribbles in, picks up his dribble. Gets it off to Zach Yukin, left side. Dribbles baseline. Goes up, puts the shot up, leaves it short. Rebound to Western Christian Hall.
A little contact, but the officials thought it was a cleaning up hit.
Here's the young man that we talked about.
Kyle Faltma's in the lineup now. He went out with a torn ACL, had it worked on. He's got an e-brace on. Takes
shot right off the bat, and you can see why he puts up 17.5 points of contest.
20-3, Western Christian Hall out in front here. Alvia, 3:23 to go in the opening quarter. Yugen, cross court, finds Cox. Cox, long three on the way, no good. Western Christian Hall with the rebound. I wonder, gentlemen, how much that second, third play or third three-point line plays into fact here.
Yeah, I think that we saw it down on the other end on the defense or the offensive end when Mason stepped out of bounds, and then I think he thought that he was shooting from the normal three-point line right there, left that one short. Down on the other end, Western Christian Hall pushes the ball forwards and turns it over. Albia will inbound underneath the far side hoop.
And what we see there is what Coach Ratliff's talking about, too, is, you know, there's the normal high school three-point line, which is considerably shorter than the NBA three-point line, which at Wells Fargo Arena with the Iowa Energy, they're playing that three, and it does throw teams off. You see that stripe, and you want to make sure you're back.
3:01 to go here in the opening quarter. Albia trailing 23, Western Christian Hall out in front. Albia with the basketball. Patience here. Up top it goes to Baker. Left side, open. Win. Three on the way. Good! Couple of three-point baskets, and Albia gets the second basket of the night, 20-6. Albia trails here, 2:43 to go. Western Christian Hall with the basketball.
But the ball immediately gets dumped inside. Dalton Peterson with great defense on the post play. And that's on Josh Van Linden. Yep. And it gets him to miss the shot. And on the loose rebound, the big boy, Taylor Feenstra, pulls the foul. So that's good effort out of the Blue Demons out of that 1-3-1 zone defense. Dalton Peterson with his length is actually provides a little more defensiveness for the shot. So it's not as easy for those big guys.
Now you see a little bit change up in their lineup, guys. And the height factor comes down a little bit. Here's a point where you make your run, Coach.
Yeah, it sure is. We've seen this in multiple games this season. We've got Ryan Sarver and Blake Bear, both a couple of real quick guys in there. And this is a time with the big guys out, they can maybe put some points down.
Blake Bear dribbles in to right side. Sarver loses the ball momentarily, regathers it. Luke splits the defenders out front to Zach Yugen. Left side, Baker. Baker goes by his defender, floater on the lane. Good! Matt Baker with the floater. And Albia trims the lead down to 12, 20-8, 2:15 to go here, opening period.
You know, that's just a good job of working that ball around, getting that good look. Three ball goes up, and it goes.
That was NBA three. He was behind that second three-point line right there.
Albia facing up pressure here. Gets ahead to Bear. Now taken away. Here comes Western Christian Hall. Transition, taken away Baker. Baker going the other direction. Three on one. Baker gets by the defender. Up to the basket. Floater, no good. Gets his own rebound. Yugen with it. Trying to break down his defender. Gets by him. Kicks it out. Luke Sarver open for three. On the way. Short. Good!
Ryan Sarver
with the three. Boy, he was injured earlier in the week. And
had a thigh bruise, and he's really healed it up. And they call it a two-point on that one. But it's still a great shot and good effort. And that little pressure. Blue Demons almost get the turnover as they pound it inside. Getting around. Ball all the way outside to Feenstra again.
Oh, there's an over the back right there. And Albia. Now, gentlemen, bringing that pressure. You're seeing the athleticism. It's like a title fight here. You just got to keep on punching.
Right. And for Western Christian, Jordan Folkins comes in a 6'6 senior. And when he does, usually they go to that full court press. And so that's what we've been seeing. That's actually, I think Western Christian's seen enough of that. They don't want to do any more. They realize we can more than handle the press. And in fact, we'll do good things with it. So now they go back to just a half court man.
And Dalton Peterson had great position there. And he used his third hand from behind him to keep him off the back there. Good play.
23-10. Albia trails here by 13. Baker with the ball. Albia trying to cut into this lead. Here's a crossover dribble. Baker gets it off to Peterson, to Luke Sarver. He'll pick up his dribble, and he's picked up right away. Goes back toward to Baker. Baker up to the basket, and he's fouled on his way to the basket. Matt Baker is so quick, and he has such a good verticality to him, Danny. Yeah. He makes that up that height difference.
Well, you look at a 5'8 player, and you think there's no way he can go against these big trees. We saw it at the Fairfield game where they had 6'8, 6'7, 6'5 inside there, and he was getting shots off all night long because he elevates so high. Luke Sarver with an excellent bounce pass to him down the baseline where just Matt Baker could get it, and he's able to draw that foul, and he goes up and makes that first free throw. So that's good for the Blue Demons. I know Western Christian's got some depth, but that's good for us. Keep attacking, get them to get to play on their heels a little bit and not be so aggressive defensively.
I think that's six fouls on them, too, if I'm not mistaken. So the next one will be in the bonus, and that's a good game for us, too.
1-1 to go here, opening period. Baker's second shot on the way. It's good. He makes both. 23-12. Allen be hanging right in there after boy, I'll tell you, some hot shooting by Western Christian Hall, Dan.
Oh, they came out ready to play, and they're used to being here. You know, 16 of the last 32 years they've been here, so it's not foreign ground to them.
Dribble drive, floater in the lane, up and good. Western Christian Hall now out in front, 25-12, final 46 seconds of this opening period. Matt Baker with the basketball, looks to the right side, Ryan Sarver. Sarver dribbles to the right corner, puts a shot up, and leaves it a little bit strong. Rebound to Western Christian Hall.
Comes down with it, coming down real hard as Joey Hortzman has come in, gets it right. Oh, Dalton Peterson had a nice defense, but did foul him on Josh Van Lingen. Van Lingen goes up from the low block. Dalton Peterson playing very aggressive. You know, and he can do that. You know, he knows he and Vic are going to work off and on here, so he can be as aggressive as he needs to be. So good effort out of him, but just came across the wrist.
And, you know, that foul there, a better choice than just letting that guy drive around him for that layup.
Make him earn him right here.
Right.
Two shots to come. Western Christian Hall out in front, 25-12. First one on the way. It's no good.
And it's just our third team foul, so it's not a bad spot. Again, as Coach said, you know, you go right on, make an earn, and there he missed one. You know, he'd have made the two-pointer.
Second one to come. It's on its way, and it is good. So Albia trails here by 14. 29 and a half seconds to go. Baker will bring it up as he approaches the half-court line. Albia will look to get one and done here. Baker looking at the time. Let it count down. 17 seconds. There's a crossover dribble. Nearly lost. Baker picks up his dribble. Goes to the left side to Bear. Now he's going under 10 seconds. Bear dribbles to the top of the circle. Finds Ryan Sarver. He'll put the three ball on the way. Halfway down. No good. Ball tipped around. It's loose. And Baker nearly come up with it. But Albia will not be able to get a shot off at the end of one quarter. Albion trails by 14, 26-12. Your score here. We'll be right back to Wells Fargo Arena. Dan Stocker, Todd Ratliff, Jason Summers bringing you this exclusive 2014 Iowa State High School basketball tournament action. Don't go anywhere.
The VPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in a winter with short feed supplies, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The VPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle and ultimately saving your hay. And the optional scale kit helps you to control feed intake in your herd. Process what you want, when you want, and stretch your hay supply further this year with a VPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer. Get more information at Bowser Equipment in Albia.
Are you always looking for more room in your refrigerator? Whirlpool French door refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative micro-edge shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door, the AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by maintaining proper humidity and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting even makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. But don't forget all their other great brands like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, and England, and many more.
March Madness is in the air, and you're getting it right here on your Sports Leader KIC from Wells Fargo Arena. Todd Ratliff, Jason Summers, and Dan Stocker. I want to thank Bluff Creek Archery, Community First Credit Union, for bringing this broadcast.
Along with Sheridan Valley Electric, Dan Johnson, and Dewey Motors, making this broadcast happen. Albia Blue Demons basketball at Wells Fargo Arena State Tournament.
Second quarter about to come your way. Albia with the basketball Inbounds goes to Zach Eugen. Boy, you see a bunch of new faces out there, guys. Alpi just continues to bring guys out on the court.
You know, nine deep there, and so we come back to our starters here, and they're a lot of them had a nice little rest at the end of that quarter. Zach Eugen puts up a first shot there. Can't get it to roll. Rebound controlled by Western Christian Hull.
Alpi trails here by 14, just underway second quarter. 26-12, your score. Western Christian Hall with the basketball. Kick out front. Big guy dribbles in. Floater in the lane. A little strong. No good. Rebound controlled. And we're going to have a foul on the ground. I believe it's going to go on Albia.
Tanner Wynn was trying to swat that ball loose from Jocelyn Lindgren. I just couldn't get it. He got a little bit too much contact. Fistful underneath. Side a great view on it. And called him for his foul. Be his second, I believe. And immediately Coach Archer will bring Blake Bear back in for him. So Blake Bear, the sophomore, will come back in. Our Blue Demons back to man-to-man defense.
Here's the inbounds pass into the big guy. Feenstra up to the basket, and good. 6'7". That's so tough to defend, Coach.
That is Zach Hugan, excuse me. I didn't mean to bunch of coaches. Zach Hugan is just very strong and jumps high, but he just can't get to it.
Yeah, you know, and he's not a tall, skinny guy either. He's got some bulk to him. He's a pretty solid kid there.
Yep. Zach Hugan with the basketball. Albia trailing here by 16. Mick Sanders finds Bear to the right side. Zugin open for three on the way. No good. Halfway down. Couldn't get the fall ball loose on the ground. And Western Christian Hall will come up with it, and they'll go the other way.
Ben Lindgren gets it now. Lets a pass right away. Comes up to Adam Heinen. Or Heinen, excuse me.
A little dribble drive. Albia picks that up. Well, this is a good defense here by the Blue Demons in the half court. Bear staying on his defender. Now we'll get the blocking foul as Taylor Miedemann tried to go baseline.
Blake Bear just tried to get stepped, couldn't quite get there quick enough, and stepped right in front of him. So sophomore on sophomore there.
Just
the first foul for Blake Bear.
Here's the inbounds. Western Christian Hall with the basketball and a 16-point lead here. Here's a pass inside on the block. Shot up. A little strong, but finds its way home. So efficient offensively, guys. So efficient.
Very much so. You know, again, Vic Sanders doing all he can. Have a very good defense on the post. Just can't get him to miss that shot.
Blake Bear with the basketball. Matt Baker. Out to Bear. Right side, Sanders. Just inside the three-point line. Good! Well, that is a good shot for Vic, because that really forces them to come out on him.
Yeah, they recognize now or know that he can shoot, and he is very good about that. He doesn't look to shoot as much as he quite often could.
And here's an easy basket on the inside. Taylor Feenstra
just working over on Zach Hugan again. Just Zach's giving up a good 6 inches there, quite honestly, on it. Just tough for him to defense against him.
32-14, 5:49 to go. Here's a steal. In transition comes Western Christian Hall to the basket and taken away. Jump ball.
Zach Hugan.
How about that one?
Hey, if Sean Healy in Phoenix, Arizona's listening, Zach is on the attack for you, buddy. Got a nice jump ball there. It will stay Western Christian Hall, but boy, what a great job.
Zach on the attack. Brett the Jet Lesh is sitting behind us here. Courtside. Huge Albia contingency here, as we'd expect. Western Christian Hall on the alternating possession. Here's a shot in the lane. Floater up and good. He's so tough. Josh Van Lingen. 34-14, 5:33 to go here in the first half. Baker gets by a defender, kicks it. Vic Sanders, jumper on the way.
Yes.
Good. Boy, I like the little soft touch there by Vic Sanders, Coach.
Yeah, you know, Vic's spotted up. And like you said, they decided not to come out on him. He made the last one, so he's going to make another one there.
34-16, long three on the way. Here's the back call.
Vic Sanders had great box out position, was fighting underneath there. Anytime you got a guy who's undersized and working that hard, and the guy comes over the top, you need to call that, because he's working his tail off. Yep. Unfortunately, did not get the call. Zach Hugan tried to go after the loose ball and went out of bounds with it.
Love the hustle, though. Both these teams really going at it. 34-16, 5:11 to go, first half. Albia trails here. Western Christian Hall. A turn, a jump shot from the baseline. Up and no good. And we have over in the back there, right there.
There we go.
And that is Josh Van Lingen. Albia doing a good job. If you're going to win it, you've got to get good position, Coach.
And Dalton was right there again. We saw that the last time he was in. He's putting that seat on the guy after that shot, and that's what caused that over the back right there.
What I really like, to a little different lineup for us. We've not seen this too often. Dalton Peterson and Vic Sanders are both in there, so going with our two bigs. Vic, as we've just seen, can go outside and hit that jumper. But Dalton Peterson is a very good tall, lengthy guy in there, so he's coming in there. Tanner Wynn is on the bench here, and otherwise it came in for Blake Bear, I believe. No, Mason Cox, excuse me, came in for. So still got Blake Bear out there. Matt Baker, Zach Hugan going at it. Matt Baker goes the line. He was the one who was fouled on the overback. 1-1 was the Gets the first.
He'll get the bonus. 3 for 3. Baker from the line. Albion trails 34-17 here. 5:05 to go first half.
5 points for Matt Baker there. Looking to make it 6 with the bonus here.
You know, guys, if you can just hang in there, cut this lead down to 10 and under going into the halftime break. Absolutely. You say we weathered the tremendous shooting here by Western Christian Hall.
That's all we need to do. You don't win the game in the second quarter. You just slowly make progress here.
Dribble drive, cut off by Eugen. Eugen are doing a great job of getting in the path right there, gentlemen. That's that quick feet. Coach Ratliff, he kept his ground, but he kept moving those feet.
That's right, and he frustrated Granstra there, and Granstra just reached out with the elbow and shoved him off. So good footwork there, created that turnover.
Albie with the basketball after the foul. That was a control foul, so no shots. Albie trailing by 16. Eugen with it, left side. Tries to break down the defender, nothing doing. Gets it off to Baker. Baker, man defense here by Western Christian Hall. He'll get the drive and taken away.
Fatma.
Yep. Fatma stepped in the passing lane, and he takes it right to the basket.
Blake Bear
missed, and then a follow there by the big guy, Feenstra.
Blake Bear followed it really good. Actually got his hand on the ball, blocked that thing off the backboard, but then, like you said, Feenstra was able to get that rebound.
36-18, 4.5 to go here. Dribble drive by Baker. Floater up in the lane. Couldn't get the fall. Pretty move there.
Western Christian will control the rebound, bring it up. Immediate look to attack. Get to Fatma on the baseline. He drives on Dalton Peterson. Dalton just not able to get himself there quick enough. And so the injured Kyle Fatma, who we didn't think we necessarily would see, wasn't sure how his injury is, tore his ACL before the playoffs began, has a heavy knee brace on there, is adjusting it as we speak there. We'll go to the line, shoot two. He comes in averaging 17.5 points for this team, so certainly the leader before the injury.
First shot, no good. Boy, if you look at the score, you see 36-18. If you're sitting in this broadcaster seat, you're saying, hey, without knowing who the score belongs to, you say, this is the pace we want for Albie, Coach.
Yeah, and if you look out there, you can see the Western Christian Hall athletes with their hands down on their knees. That's usually a sign that they're starting to get fatigued. So I think we want to continue to run it on them as the second shot is good.
And that's what we've seen all year long. The Burlington-Notre Dame game, and that fourth quarter, the team just got tired. We put 20 points up. They only got 8, so we've got to continue to run an attack.
Here's Bear right to the basket. Boy, beautiful shot. Could not get it to fall. Took it right to the basket. Western Christian Hall with the rebound. But you couldn't ask for a better penetration right there, Dan Stacker.
No, that's right. And that's what you got to continue to do. You just got to keep breaking them down and get what you can. Luke Sarver with good defense on the drive behind him. No good on the shot. So great job, Luke Sarver, with Blake Bear getting the outlet pass.
Bear with it. To the left side it goes. Luke Sarver puts the three up. No good. Rebound long. And we're going to have an out of bounds. They stepped on the out of bounds line on the far side of the court. So Albie's going to get the ball back. 37-18, Albie trails Western Christian Hall. The Wolfpack come in 24-0 on the season. Albie 17-7. 3:41 to go here, first half. Baker. And there's a blocking foul. That's exactly
foul.
What you want right there. That's on Taylor Feenstra.
That's his second.
And that's Matt Baker drawing that foul up. As soon as a big guy comes out on you, you just got to hook him just a little bit with your shoulder. He's trying to jump around. You're going to draw that foul every time. We're in the bonus. That's just a smart, smart play out of that junior guard on Matt Baker to get that foul.
Baker will shoot the 1-1 here. Near the double bonus. Wow, got it right. First one on the way. It's good. It should be 9 team fouls.
Yes, it is. Yep. So at the next foul will be the double bonus. So we'll be shooting 2 from here on out with 3:38 left in the second quarter. 37-19 is our score here. Matt Baker has 7 points on the night. Looking to make it 8.
Try to catch up with Coach Schooley over there. See him for the Charger. Can try to catch him at halftime.
Sure.
If can. Baker will take the second one. It's up and no good. 37-19 Albie here. Trailing by 18. 3:33 to go. Western Christian Hall has been hot from the field, guys. Not just on the inside, but outside as well. They have, I think, 4 three-point baskets. Here's another 3 on the way. Long. Oh, good.
That's Meadema again with that. I think at least his 3rd three-pointer. He's got 14 on the night so far.
He came into this game with 66 three-pointers, so he's not afraid to shoot it. And he's got a pretty good over 30% shot.
Ryan Sarver answers with his own two-point basket just inside the three-point line.
Good look and good shot out of him.
Abbott brings the defense out, and here's a travel on the... But I love the way we're going out. We are fighting defensively.
Well, that's just it. We got to keep going after it. We can't give up. There's a lot of game left here. And it's just a great job by the Blue Demons. We're back to that 1-3-1 zone defense. Blake Bear on top, harassing the guys up top.
Man defense now applied by Western Christian Hall. The Wolfpack Baker with the basketball up front. Now Matt trying to get by the defender, does so. Three on the way, off the iron, no good. Long rebound controlled by the Wolfpack. They'll push it ahead. Pass ahead and tipped away. And Sarver goes skating into the media. Love the effort.
Yeah. He's not afraid to go after it and did exactly what he had to do, be gritty and gutty and get in there. Again, when we got those nine deep, we're going. These guys have no reason to be bashful and take time off here. Go hard for the minutes you're in.
Here's a pass inside, and count the basket. Free throws to come as Van Lingen got the inside there. Yep. Took advantage of that 6'6" body.
Coach, I'm not sure whether he had contact or not, but the cardinal sin he made was swiping at it.
Yeah.
And that almost always gets you that foul call whether you make contact.
Yeah, he drew the arm back and then swung it all the way through, forward and down.
And I'm not sure whether there was any contact at all, but boy, at times it's hard for the official not to assume there's something, and it's just not a great play. You just want to go straight up with it. Swatting at it or hand straight up is the same effect. There's no reason to go at it that hard.
Full court man pressure here by Western Christian Hall, 2:34 to go. Both the basket, the old-fashioned three-point play right there for Western Christian Hall. They've got a 22-point lead here, 43-21. Baker left side, Cox. Mason Cox with the basketball for the Blue Demons, dribbles in. Kicks it to Sarver. Luke in the lane. Up and no good. Rebound to Western Christian Hall. One and done for the Blue Demons.
Well, really, we talk about how fast this Blue Demon squad is, and both teams, the officials are running
a steal
hard.
And Baker, call. No call on the ball on the ground. Taken away by Western Christian Hall. Baker looked like he was tripped going down the court. He got the takeaway. And here's a pass inside. And Mason Cox went up, up, up and away. And defended Josh Van Lingen. Mason giving up about 10 inches there. He's able to go up and swat that one away on the alley-oop.
Well, he could see that pass coming, so he just timed it perfectly. And that's just what you got to do. Be aggressive and get after it.
Here's the inbounds. Feenstra with it on the block. Well defended that time by Dalton Peterson. And he stands his ground and gets the rebound ahead to Baker. Baker with the basketball out. Be trailing by 22 here. 1:44 to go. And here's a blocking foul on Luke Sarver. Trying to get the pick there, Dan. And
oftentimes, it's just the fact that Matt was going to yell at your screener set first. Matt just started to move too quick. Luke wasn't in position yet, and unfortunately, he draws the foul. Let me double check. Just his first foul. Very physical player, so that's all right if he's only got the one foul at this point.
I want to thank First Iowa State Bank, Garber Animal Health Center, for bringing this broadcast to you. There's a foul, I believe,
on Baker.
Matt Baker, his first foul.
Boy, as aggressive as he is, you know, he really plays well with his feet.
Yeah.
Doesn't swat at many balls, but quick to get to the spot.
Bonus situation, yep. Western Christian with both teams now with nine team fouls. We haven't the last few minutes here, haven't really attacked very hard, and so we've not been able to draw that 10th foul we talked about. So I think it's Blue Demons need to kind of get settled back in and get after. They're trailing by 23, 44-21 with a minute 34 left in the first half.
Second one on the way. It's up, and it is good. Western Christian Hall, the Wolfpack, undefeated in their regular season. Their coach, Jim Acuff, 631 wins, yeah. Only 103 losses.
No, they're very good. In 32 years.
Been around a little while.
32-year season. He's got the state tournament 16 times, so every other year he's making it here.
Sarver with the basketball. Luke Ryan goes to the right corner. It goes to Yuga. Yuga dribbles in, kicks out to Cox. Cox, nothing doing. He'll drive in. A little hooker in the way. No good.
Nice little hook shot there. It was a good play. It's the right play. Just couldn't get it to drop. Hall comes down real quick. A little short forearm here, but no call. But the rebound controlled by the Blue Demons. Hugan attacking. Gets it up to Matt Baker.
A pick. Catch the basket. How about that?
Draws
that's
the foul.
That speed. That is what we're talking about, Coach Ratliff. Get us out 90 feet and make us happen.
Yeah, you know, Mason, after that shot went up, he got back down on that defensive end, caused that turnover, which started that fast break. They pushed the ball up well. Matt Baker took advantage of that. Went to the line and got the shot to fall, and we'll be shooting one.
And that's again, we just got to continue to attack. You know, win or lose, you play your game, you know, and just don't give up on it and stay with it. You'll be fine.
Baker at the line. Free throw is good. Three-point play for the Blue Demons the old-fashioned way. 45-24 here. Albany trails by 21. Final minute of this first half. Dan Stocker, Coach Todd Ratliff, Jason Summers bringing you this 2014 state tournament coverage. Here's a shot up. No good. Rebound goes to Peterson. Peterson kicks it ahead. Ryan Sarver in the lane. Puts a shot up and leaves it short. No good. Rebound to Western Christian Hall.
Horseman will bring the ball back down across half court.
Yeah, they'll look
big out on him.
Slow it down here, I imagine.
They've got a text coming in from Albany, New York. Brian Flattery is out in New York this week, and I talked to him last week. He wanted to make sure how to get it. We downloaded that KIC Thunderbolt app. He's listened to us out in Albany, New York. So, Brian Flattery, welcome in, bud.
We got a timeout on the court. 23 seconds to go, first half. Albion trailing 45-24. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball and your sports leader, KIC.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albion.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albion Motor Company right here in Albion.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albion Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Western Christian Hall with the basketball final. 15 seconds here. Pass inside. Shot blocked by Dalton Peterson. We'll wait for the call. And we have a foul. I'll tell you what, that was well defended. You hear the calls from the fans behind us. They didn't agree with that, but I
thought it looked like a good block. The official thought Dalton Peterson leaned just a little too much, and that will actually be his third foul. You know, Dalton knows he's got a little attitude to go a little aggressive with it, but the key is there, and it's just you got to stay straight up and not lean into it. Boy, it's just everything but a perfect block. Coach Archer with 3 seconds left, going to leave about Dalton in there, realizing that he's a smart senior. He's not going to make any silly mistakes here and finish out this half here. And Dalton's kind of thinking it through and trying to get himself figure out. Kyle Fabma is set to check in for Western Christian Hall for the shooter.
Van Lingen makes the first one. Look at the second one here. 46-24. Albion trailing here. Western Christian Hall. Van Lingen's shot up. No good. Rebound. Zach Eugen. Final 3 seconds. One and a half court shot on the way. Oh. Off the front of the rim. And nearly went in. Mason Cox from three quarters court right in front of your broadcasters. And one half in the books, gentlemen. We play two halves of basketball. So Abby does have a work cut out for him, but this is a team that's resilient, made of winners, and great athletes.
Well, it is, and I know Coach Archer is going to talk to him about the little things we got to do. You know, we got to continue to box out, get the rebounds. We got to take good shots, attack the rim, get them in foul trouble, and go after them as hard as we can.
All right, take a timeout. We're going to come back, and we'll see if we can get Coach Ben Schooley to join us here and talk about Sheraton's big contest tomorrow. When we come back to Wells Fargo Arena, Coach Todd Ratliff, Dan Stocker, Jason Summers, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We are Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic makes it easier for you to connect with the healing touch you know and trust by offering extensive appointment options. We have extended evening and weekend hours and offer same-day appointments for most of your medical needs. Call 641-932-7172 or request your appointment online at mchalbia.com. Make your appointment today with Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for the healing touch you know and trust.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Springtime is planting time, and farming customers often need new equipment to meet the yearly challenge. People's State Bank has years of experience with ag loans, so let them help you finance your operations and your spring needs. Call Mike or Ruth today at 932-7887, 932-7887. People's State Bank. People you know, People you trust. Member FDIC.
From David Lang at MDL Insurance, congratulations and the best of luck to the Blue Demons Estate. For all of your insurance needs, call 641-872-1616. Call David Lang, MDL Insurance.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Hey, bird watchers. Quality Ag Service is now your local source for all your bird feeding supplies. We stock a full line of bird seed and currently are running specials on sunflower seeds, both chips and whole black seeds. For your finch feeder, we have Niger seed available from 2 pounds all the way up to 50-pound economy bags. Come on in to Quality Ag Service, just west of Albia on the new old Highway 34 for all of your winter bird feeding supplies, and thank you for your business.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, Wells Fargo Arena. It's a two-way showdown. Western Christian Hall out in front here over the Blue Demons, and I had a chance to not to just catch up. We got him live here. And we got Ben Schooley with us, the coach of the Sheraton Chargers. And coach, you look good in the headset. You know, I've seen your dad wearing it. Worked with him a little bit. He's the voice of the Mustangs. But I'll tell you what, you look a little better than he does.
I don't know about that. He does a really nice job. I'll leave the commentating and the broadcasting to him.
Well, and certainly want to leave the coaching to you. But let's talk about the big day for you guys tomorrow. Good idea to bring the guys up here tonight, get a little feel of the environment, and get some of those nerves out early on.
Yeah, it was twofold. One, we wanted to support Albie tonight, South Central Conference foe. Coach Archer and I have a lot of respect for each other, good friends, and we have a lot of respect for the Albie Blue Demons. So we wanted to come up and support. That was first and foremost. And then second is exactly what you said. Most of these guys haven't even been in this arena before, at least get an idea about what it looks like and how it's all going to go down. So it was kind of a twofold plan.
Coach, talk about the week that you've had and everything. Qualifying, first time in 40 years for Sheraton. Had to be exciting over there. We heard you on the Saturday morning program. You know, just all excitement. And that's a little distracting for the coach, but yet you want your kids to enjoy it and appreciate the moment.
Yeah, it's a fine line because, you know, we may not be back. So you definitely don't want to be so focused that you don't enjoy it. And I think the kids and myself, we've done a nice job, but we've got to do a lot of cool things in Sheraton. And they've had pep assemblies and different things for us and given us all sorts of crazy stuff. So we want to enjoy it. And then when we come to practice, we want to focus on basketball. And I thought the kids have done a wonderful job. We actually had two or three of the best practices we've had all year this past week, which we'll need. And I was proud about that because, you know, you get this far and kids may be like, we've made it, you know. And they kept their focus to the kids' credit. And we've had some good practices.
Coach, you've had some moments to shake down Dubuque Waller. Not an easy thing to break down. But where are those points you think you can attack?
It's a good question.
Now that's hard to do.
It is. With me, it's definitely very hard to do. I was watching this first half, and I was getting some kind of nightmarish thoughts about, I mean, they're big, just like this Western Christian Hall team is. They're just big at every position, and they're so athletic. You know, we're athletic, too, though, at a couple positions, and we're going to go at them. I don't know about weaknesses, but all year we've been a team that offensively we're very, very aggressive, and we're going to go at them. We're going to run our stuff, and we're going to take it at them. We're not going to be afraid. We got to get it inside, even though probably for the first time all year we'll be the smaller team, which doesn't happen a lot, but we go inside and work our way out, so inside to out. So we're just going to do what we've done.
Well, certainly after your sub-state game, I was up there watching that, to see you guys battle back from that game where you were down at half, just things weren't going right, and you guys didn't quit, and you guys made plays when you had to. If anybody can do that and battle, I certainly think you guys can take on Dubuque Waller, and to be the best, you got to be.